first loan started and... Sorry.
A mother can't take anymore.
I went to the bank and pulled out $2,600.
After giving her son too much.
I went and pulled out $5,100 and gave it to him.
There comes a point when you don't expect to get paid back anymore.
He's not speaking to me and he's mad now and he won't pay me just because of that.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Marcia Gayle Alexander is suing her son, Chad Shepard, for large loans to pay off debts, to put a down payment on a car, and to purchase an engagement ring.
Order. All rise. Now it's case number 128 on the calendar, the matter of Alexander versus Shepard.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat, please.
Miss Alexander, this is your son, and it is your claim that he owes you a lot of money.
Yes, ma'am, he does.
Much more than the limit that this court can impose. So I would like you to tell me what he owes you the money for and why you think that this is the proper forum for your case.
He owes me this money because he has borrowed periodically over a period of time.
Over a period of what time?
The first loan started in... Sorry. August of 2010. And he wanted to buy a new car. And I loaned him a down payment of $1,000.
Did he give you that money back?
No, he didn't.
And when was the next time you loaned him money?
Well, in August of 2010, again, his dog got sick. And he needed to go to the vet, and Chad didn't have the money. And he asked me if he could use my debit card to put it on there. And I told him yes, that he could take my debit card and charge the dog. And he said, can we just add it to the $1,000? And
so that was at the same time?
It was the same month.
August of 2010, he charged the vet bill of how much?
It was $587 and some change.
Okay, and when was the next time he loaned him money?
The next time that he asked me to borrow money was when he wanted to go buy an engagement ring for his fiance.
Which was when?
It was February of 2011. It was actually February 4th.
Just a second. So February 2011, he hadn't paid you back the $1,587, and he wanted to buy an engagement ring.
Right.
And?
So he asked me if I would loan him the money because he needed to have a deposit because he special ordered the engagement ring.
And
so I went to the bank and pulled out $2,600 cash for the first payment. And then a couple of weeks later, I paid down another $1,150 on the ring.
Go ahead.
And then things started moving forward with his girlfriend. And he had a lot of debt. And he was trying to get things squared away to where he could afford a wedding and a wife. In the end of December of 2011, he came and asked me to break a CD that I had in the bank. And I told him if I broke that CD that I would be penalized. And he said, well, I'll pay the penalty. Just go get the money for me and loan me the money. And so I went and pulled out like $5,100 and gave it to him to get some of his debt squared away. And then January 8th, he asked for another $4,900. And I gave him that to finish paying off whatever debt he had. And
so
that came up to the $14,400 that we started with.
Well, I'm going to hear from your son, and then I'm going to tell you what I think. Go ahead.
First of all, I don't know anything about a CD that she's talking about that she had to break.
Fine. I'm listening.
The $4,900 she's claiming, I don't know anything about that either. That's a surprise to me. I did borrow the money for the Volkswagen, and I did borrow the money for the engagement ring. I have the proof here that I've paid that back when I got my taxes back.
I'd like to see that.
This is when the deposit from the taxes was in. That's when it was pulled out for $2,200.
And that's all he's given me is $2,200. And then he sold that Camaro for $9,000 and told me he'd give me all of that. And he gave me $3,000, and that's it.
Listen, all I'm telling you is, Miss Alexander, as a parent, if you 2 years ago, according to you, made a loan to your child or made a loan to a stranger and they didn't pay you back, and then they asked you for another loan and they didn't pay you back, then they asked you for another loan a year later and they didn't pay you back, there comes a point when you don't expect to get paid back anymore because you can say, I'm not giving you any more money because you haven't paid me back since August of 2010.
Oh, yes.
And now we're in January of 2012, and you're still asking me for money, and you haven't paid me back.
He started paying me in 2011 again. I have proof of that.
So?
So he started paying it back again.
So then what are you doing here?
He refuses now to pay me because he's mad at me because of a... I had to turn my granddaughter over to her mother in Colorado over a custody battle, and he's not speaking to me, and he's mad now, and he won't pay me just because of that.
I'm not involved in that. I'm involved in this. When was the last payment he made to you in 2011? Show me.
The first payment was in September, and it was cash. I met him at the credit union, and he gave me cash of $500. The second one was in November, and he paid me $300. He paid me in December another $300. He paid me in January another $300. And then February 4th, he paid me another $300. And he even wrote on the checks that it was a loan.
Yes, he says that he paid you back. Can I see those?
Yes.
He said he borrowed money for the engagement ring and for the Volkswagen. And that was a $1,000 down payment?
Correct.
Okay. And that money you say you paid back?
Correct.
And what about this other money? $5,100?
I don't know what she's talking about. From
some CD. December of 2011?
I do not know.
Okay, and what about in January of 2012, $4,900?
I have no clue what that is either.
Okay, so I would assume that you have proof of these amounts of money, $5,100 and $4,900 that you gave to him.
I have proof of the CD that he asked me to break. He literally asked me to break that CD.
Do you have a check from you to him for $4,900?
No, it's cash. Everything
was
given to him in cash.
Well, that's unfortunate. I can't help you, Miss Alexander.
He even wrote up a budget and stuck it on his fridge that he owed me $12,000.
I don't know that. Do you have that?
No, I don't.
Well, then you should have stopped giving him money.
That's not right.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. This has a lot more to do with other stuff than it does with what you say you think he owes you.
No, I know this he owes it.
Okay, well, then you have to have proof. Just because you're his mother and say to me that I gave him $10,000 that you can't account for by way of a canceled check or anything else that's addressed to
He's
him.
He's not going to give me anything where he went paid his loans. I tried to get the ring to give me proof and they wouldn't.
No, listen to me, madam. It's not that he won't give you anything. If you break a CD, the bank gives you check or it gives you cash. You put it in your bank, you write out a check to your son if it's a loan, and you say here's $5,100 on the check you write loan. If you take out $4,900, you do the same thing. And if what you're telling me is that you did that in 2010 and he didn't pay you back, and then in 2011 you gave him more money for an engagement ring, I don't buy it.
He was selling a Camaro to give me that money back, and then he didn't sell the Camaro.
Oh, well, a lot of this has to do with the Camaro, which is a whole other story. The Camaro belonged to your other child.
No, it belonged to Ted. He actually bought it for his brother because his brother couldn't drive a car. And I drove around to doctors in that car. And Chad sold it and said, I'll give you the money. I'll pay this back to you. And he didn't. He pocketed the six and gave me three.
Goodbye, Miss Alexander. I can't help you.
Why is that? Excuse me. Step out.
Ted knows he owes me all of that money, and I have nothing. I have no retirement. I have nothing, and he knows it.
I'm not the only one that she has family problems with.
Because of his freaking dad and stepdad and my little granddaughter that needed to be protected. Oh, it's funny. Laugh, Chad. It's so funny.
It's an ongoing family drama.
He's such an...
He cut her out of his life, and this is just an attempt to get back into his life, and it's sad.
Well, he's not speaking to me. He hasn't spoken to me since October for some dumb, stupid reasons.
Right now, I have no respect for my mother as far as this continuation on of ridiculousness.
They're being jerks, and I don't deserve this. There's nobody in this world that will ever love you more than me. No one.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Ashok versus Rambo. Step forward.
25-year-old Giselle Ashok is suing her former roommate, Deborah Rambo, for the return of her security deposit.
Miss Ashok, the defendant was your landlord in a roommate situation. You moved out and want your security deposit back.
Yes, ma'am.
The defendant's defense to your request for security deposit is that you caused damage to the apartment. Is that correct?
That is correct. There was also the 30-day notice issue.
Do you have a written lease?
I do.
With her?
Both with her and with my landlord.
I would like to see the lease with her requiring her to give you 30 days notice. Bird, would you give the defendant a pen so she can mark on the lease where the plaintiff is required to give her 30 days notice? Don't give me all those papers.
Oh, here
just
you
take
go.
The pen.
Yeah, just take the pen and mark,
and mark on the lease where she's required to give you 30 days notice. Great. Okay. Now, is the reason that she's not getting her security deposit back, Ms. Rombo, is because she failed to give you the notice, or is it because she caused damage to the apartment?
Both.
How much was the security deposit?
The security deposit was $775.
And how much was her rent?
The same amount.
Her rent was $775.
Correct. Rent plus bills was $875, but yeah.
Listen to me carefully. Is the reason you're not giving her back her $775 security deposit because she did not give you 30 days notice or because she caused damage to the apartment? Pick your defense.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I had to have the apartment professionally cleaned because she locked both of her cats in her room for over 2 weeks, and the place reeked so badly that I had a tenant say he would not move in.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Giselle Ashok says former roommate Deborah Rombo owes for the return of her security deposit.
What are you giving me here? This isn't a lease.
That is an agreement we signed when she moved out.
Show me a lease between you and the plaintiff. Listen to me carefully. This is an agreement that you say, I, Deborah Rombo, that's you, agree that our six-month sublease is broken starting January 1st. And then you proceed to recite your story. I'm not interested in this.
That is the document she requested me to do.
I'm interested in a lease that you signed with her between the two of you, not between you and the landlord, but between the two of you, where she agreed to give you 30 days notice.
This is the sublease that also says that all terms of the lease that I signed are also valid. It's standard to give 30 days notice when moving out.
Okay. Forget the 30-day notice.
Okay.
You do not have a lease with her requiring her to give you 30 days notice. Who are the signatories to that?
To what?
That you just picked up and that you just picked
her
up.
Her and I both signed a sublease when she moved in January. I'm sure she brought copies as well.
Your agreement with her, is she required to give you 30 days notice?
Yes.
Show me.
Well, we also made verbal agreements and discussed it as well, which stands in California.
Okay, let's not deal with verbal agreements. Let's deal now with damages to the apartment.
Okay.
When did you move in?
The end of December, ma'am.
End of December?
Yes, 2011.
When did you move out?
The last week of March.
Do you have photographs of the apartment before you moved in?
I did not bring photographs of my entire apartment. I only brought photographs of the items that were damaged, and I also brought the expense amounts for what I had to replace.
What I want you to do is first show me what you allege she destroyed.
This is a photo of the door frame.
May I see it, please?
Yes, of course.
Are there other pictures on here?
There are.
How do you get to them?
You just scroll like that.
Good enough.
And you allege that she caused this damage to the door frame?
Yes.
How?
She put a thing that hangs on it to put towels on, and it did not properly fit in the door. She had to slam the door every time to get it closed. I requested her on numerous occasions to remove it from the door because it didn't fit and was damaging the top of the door frame.
Is what you're telling me that these brown marks on top are the damage that you're talking about?
Yes, correct.
Okay, so there is no damage. I don't see any damage. I see dark marks.
Well, that's grooves in the wood. So the paint has come off as well as part of the wood.
What else?
What else? Nothing major. It's curtains that were destroyed. Curtains
Just
and curtain rods.
Just a second. Curtains and curtain rods are major. Now, is this the photograph that you're referring to when you say she destroyed the curtains and the curtain rods?
Her dog actually destroyed the curtains and the curtain rods. She did not physically do it herself.
Okay. Do you see what she's referring to?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Tell me about that.
There was a huge hole in the curtain that was hanging in front of the door, and I have a fat dog, and she got caught in it and tried to get out of it, pulled it down.
Okay, fine. So that you would acknowledge that you are responsible for fixing
yes,
that.
Yes, and I told her I would pay for
Correct.
It.
Correct. Do you have an expense for that?
I do.
I'd like to see it.
These are the new curtain rod. The curtains themselves were $10 for each panel from Anna's Linens.
And how many panels were there?
There were two for the front door of the living room and two for the
I'm only interested in the ones that were destroyed.
Well, there's two that were destroyed by her kittens and two that were destroyed by her dog.
One was destroyed by my dog, ma'am.
The one that you acknowledge was destroyed by the dog here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That one.
So that's $20 for the curtains and $21.75 with tax. That's $41.75. What else?
I had to have the apartment professionally cleaned as well as the carpet cleaned because she locked both of her cats in her room with a litter box for over 2 weeks. And the place reeked so badly that I had a tenant say he would not move in.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Now she's going to tell me why she moved out. She says she moved out because you were a pig. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
She says she couldn't tolerate living in the apartment anymore.
I couldn't take it anymore.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Giselle Ashok says former roommate Deborah Rombo owes for the return of her security deposit.
Now, I'd like to see the bill for cleaning her room.
That's just for the carpet.
So that's what I want to
see. She left food rotting in the bottom of the fridge, hid dirty dishes inside the oven.
Just a sec. Shh. How large is your apartment?
The apartment is pretty large.
How large is the apartment? One bedroom, two bedroom?
It's a two bedroom.
Okay, so this is saying you asked for a quote on the cleaning of a one bedroom, of one bedroom.
Of one bedroom.
Minimum charge is $130. Okay, so you're talking about $130 to have that cleaned. Did you in fact have it cleaned?
Yes.
Did you have it cleaned?
I did. Well, I ended up doing it myself.
Then you don't get paid for that. What's next?
Well, I
What's
still had
next?
To pay the U-Haul
What's,
company to rent their
What's
thing.
Next? Show me.
Would the bailiff kindly show you this?
Would you give this back to her? This is, what is she giving me an estimate for from a carpet cleaning company if she didn't use a carpet cleaning
I'm
company?
I'm still waiting for them to come. That. They've kept flaking on me.
Okay.
They're still coming, and I still have to pay for it.
I don't know what this is. Madam, pay careful attention. So far, she owes you $41.75. Give this back to her. I have no idea what that is. What other damage do you allege in the apartment?
Well, now that I gave the paper, I don't have that in front of me anymore.
Well,
however, half of the deposit already had to be used to pay for her rent.
She owes you $41.75. So far, that's what she owes you, and that's to be deducted from the security deposit.
Do you not think that someone should give rent on the first of the month with a 30-day notice?
$41.75. Now she's going to tell me why she moved out. She says she moved out because you were a pig. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Okay. She says she couldn't tolerate living in the apartment anymore. Do you have animals, too?
We both have animals.
How many animals do you have?
I have two. She has three.
What kind of animals do you have?
I have a cat and a dog.
Okay. Did you ever have any discussions with her about the cleanliness in the apartment?
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me about those discussions.
Mostly it was just me agreeing to clean the house and just asking her to help me keep it up, which she never did. It would be right back to where it was within 3 days.
Is that why you eventually moved?
Yeah, I couldn't take it anymore.
Did you pay her rent for the month of January?
Yes.
Did you pay her the rent for the month of February?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you pay her rent for the month of March?
Yes, ma'am.
When did you re-rent the room, Ms. Rombo?
April 15th. I was given notice on March 15th that she was moving out.
Great.
I made all efforts to rent the room by the 1st and was unable to do that.
You owe her $734. Thank you very much. Judgment for the plaintiff.
Please excuse me. Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy. These friends fessed up, but their moms aren't on the same page.
She said the girls didn't do the damage.
You keep making excuses for bad behavior, and it's going to only get worse.
Judge Judy.
She was only my roommate for 3 months, so within about a month, she started becoming more and more aggressive.
It wasn't a very healthy living condition for me or for my animals.
I just didn't want to have a non-harmonious household for both myself and my new dog.
I was always annoyed the fact that I was the only one cleaning.
I didn't want to have someone yelling at my dog, get the F out of my room in the morning. That's what I would wake up to, is her yelling at my dog.
No, I'm the biggest animal advocate that, I mean, my friends call me all kinds of names and tease me because of it.
That dog slept with Giselle, and that was Deborah's dog. If she was so mean to her, why would she want to be around Giselle all the time?
Busting into my room without knocking, she walked in on me.
when I was having relations.
The door was open.
You probably shouldn't have men over your house when you have dog feces all over your floor. That's probably a little more embarrassing.
I'm definitely gonna take more of a consideration as to how the house is kept when I come and look at a place that I'm gonna live in.
I never once said you should clean the house for me.
Make sure things are clean. Clean, 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 clean.